God is good. And all the time. You guys sound awesome already, and that was just a warm-up, amen? We welcome you here to First Church. We thank you for your presence on this gorgeous day, taking time out of your busy schedule to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our Creator of all that is and ever was and ever will be, and to be here with us, and we thank you so much. If you are visiting with us today, we shout out a special welcome to you. We thank you for your presence, and we just want you to sit back and relax and enjoy God's presence as you worship here at First Church today. And those of you who are worshiping with us on the radio, we put out another welcome to you as we share the light of Christ with the Lakes area. We thank you so much for tuning in to 97.1 as we worship God today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you would turn to your announcement sheet this morning. If you look down through there, some of us on the staff, whenever we have a week like this, we kind of praise God because it's simply a regular routine. And this church is so busy and so active, which we praise God for. It's very seldom do we find a week whenever we don't have extra meetings and things to do. So, but please keep this close by your calendar. Help us by writing these events down in your calendar and so that you will know everything that's going on. Don't forget to read that we need volunteers, our stewardship reflection. Also, something that we, just this last Monday, a new custodian has come on board, and we give thanks and praise for Earl Kellerstross. And he is not here today for me to introduce, but one of these Sundays I will make sure he and his spouse are here so we can introduce him to you all, and you can welcome him into this church family as a staff member. And we celebrate. I think he's going to be an awesome addition to our staff. And so we celebrate that. Make sure you pay attention. Of course, Jay will bring up our prayer concerns here in just a little bit. Also, trunk or treat. Please get this out. Put your name and your phone number down and then turn this in the offering plate. This is a blast, folks. Last year was the first time that this had been done in this church. And we started, I believe, at 6:30, and by like 7:30, all the candy was gone, something like that. So think bigger this year. And one thing that was so awesome last year, I can't remember the number of kids we had, but you all and just the way you decorated your trunks, the way you dressed up, it was just amazing. And I thank you, and I hope we can, like I said, even think bigger this year and do bigger and not better, but just more things this year. So please be here by 6 o'clock, ready to go. And all proceeds that are taken in that night will go to the children's ministry so that they can continue to grow as they have in this last year. A couple things very quickly. Those that are delivering our mugs to our those that are first-time visitors, please make sure you meet in the library right after this service. Second thing, and this is a very important thing, for our Festival of Sharing, notice our worship arts, we had so much stuff that our worship arts was going, oh boy, how do we put this up here? And so they took certain things so you would have an idea of what we are doing. We ended up with 17 dental kits. We ended up with 10 paper kits. We ended up with 3 blankets. And 5 of these pets are going to Festival of Sharing representing this church. Praise God indeed. Now, one thing that we need to remind you of is, remember the pets are for men and women who have either lost their legs due to landmines or disease, or they just don't have use of their legs because of paralysis or something. And we already sent 2 pets this summer at annual conference, and we're adding 5 to that. And this is an awesome ministry that it's similar to Nothing But Nets that the United Methodist Church and the NBA and Bill Gates are doing together. Nothing But Nets is trying to cure malaria by protecting the kids and the adults in Africa from mosquitoes. Well, this is a way for them to go buy groceries, to take their kids places if they need to, whatever they need to do. Very interesting ways people use these to be able to be involved in their communities. And so praise God for this church and all that it is doing, not only here in Warsaw, folks. You are making a difference around the world, and I give God praise for you, and I thank you so much. Also, October 18th and 19th at Drake Harbor, the River James Band is going to be... Oh, wait a minute, I'm confused here. James River Band, Saturday and Sunday. It's contemporary Christian rock. Help me out, Kenyon. He's our drummer here, one of our drummers. And I'm confused by your note. It says October 18th and 19th at Drake Harbor. You're going to be at Drake Harbor October 18th and 19th. What is 12-2 and January 3rd?
12-2 on Saturday and 1-3 on Sunday.
I thought that was a date. Now it makes sense. I'm sorry. So Saturday the 18th, 12-2. Sunday the 19th, 1-3. Sorry about that. I thought that was a date. I'm easily confused.